Hey Jim, what did ending that streak and finally winning a game in Wisconsin mean to your program, what you're trying to build? It obviously been a long time. This is a team that, you know, in the division you need to go on the road to beat. What did it mean to your program?
You know, you're talking about last year's game.
Yeah.
You know, that's so long ago, and you know, just in terms of where we are now, it's not something that's on our radar screen. You know, we really are focusing in on this game, and we got a tough battle ahead of us. So, I mean, it's a heck of a team that plays extremely well with a lot of talent. You know, the reminiscing and all that kind of stuff, that stuff was gone the week after that.
Jim, how have you adjusted to, you know, life without Calvin and the offense?
You know, I think it's one where, number one, you know, obviously you cannot replace a guy with that kind of talent, the size, the speed, the strength. You know, he's certainly a Hall of Famer. And, you know, without question, I think, you know, our game's a little bit different because of the fact that you find that we're going to spread the ball probably around a little bit more than we have previously. But we have guys that without question, we think can make plays.
How's that worked, getting Bolden and Marvin involved in things? Has that gone pretty smoothly?
You know, yeah. I mean, there's you know, so it's always nice when you got a number of options, and Matthew has a number of options, you know, with guys coming out of the backfield, with Riddick, with Anquan, with Golden, with, you know, Marvin. So, you know, it's always Andre. It's always good when you got multiple guys. You add Ebron in the mix of that, you know, it makes for some guys that can do something with the ball once they get it in their hands.
Jim, how big of a loss is Abdullah, and what do you think of what you guys have right now, you know, with Riddick probably, you know, stepping into that starter spot?
Yeah, you know, it was one of those situations. I think anybody that's watched this, you know, the backs kind of split a lot of time, to kind of depend on the situation. Those two guys have similar traits. You know, some we just have to spread those carries around a little bit more, much like what we've had to do without Calvin. I mean, you see the ball go a few more places, you're going to see the ball get spread around a little bit more just in terms of the guys that have the carries as well.
What looks different to you, Jim, about the Packers' defense so far this year?
You know, it's the same real strong front that they've always had. Yeah, they got guys up front that can play the run, and they have guys that can rush the passer. You know, Pepper's been around a while, but I think he's leading the team right now in sacks, and he knows the game, plays extremely hard. Matthews is still a relentless guy, and, you know, and obviously, you know, there's no question about it. They probably have one of the best inside guys around. You know, he just does a tremendous job just in terms of being able to get off the ball, knock you back, and make things uncomfortable for you. Daniels is pretty quick, and Perry's doing a good job. I mean, that whole front's good, and then you couple that with a very good linebacking core and a very good secondary. That's multiple in terms of looks you got to deal with. You know, it makes for a very tough afternoon.
You know, week after week in these conference calls, going back to last year, all the coaches always talk about how great Rodgers is, but he hasn't played great in a while. What have you seen there?
Greatness. That's what I see. You know, I know oftentimes that people like to criticize, but let me just tell you something. The guy is phenomenal. I mean, the guy has talent coming out of his ears. He can do. He can make every throw. He can run. You know, he's just a great leader. I mean, what are you talking about? he's exceptional.
What did you guys do so well against him in the game here? Well, I guess even there, to take away the Hail Mary, what did you guys do well against him last year?
You know what? I don't know if we did anything well. You know, and if we did, it doesn't matter. Last year, it's what you do this year is what counts. And every team's a little bit different. So, you know we got our hands full with him. You know, he's certainly capable of just completely destroying a defense. So, you know, we got to get ready for him.
Do you have any linebackers right now?
We'll have enough to line up with, that's for certain.
Are you think you might get some of those guys back? I know you had a defensive end playing linebacker by the end of last week.
You know, you're talking about Copeland, but he's one of those guys. He's a hybrid type guy. He can do a little bit of everything for us, much like some of the guys you guys have up there.
You know, in the absence of the linebackers and the guys you lost, who's kind of taking the mantle and rising up to a leadership role on your defense, Jim?
Well, you know, fortunately, we have a number of guys that have always been in position to lead us. Glover Quinn has been a guy that's had real fine play for us through the years. Has always been one of our leaders on defense and remains so. To hear Whitehead is in the middle, he calls, obviously sets the defenses and things of that nature. He's always been a great leader for us. Haloti Nada is a guy that's got some championship game play under his belt. Very, very good leadership. So we don't lack leadership in that regard.
Jim, how do things change now that the Packers have Nelson back in this offense, and what do you have to do to, you know, kind of combat him?
Well, you know, the two of them are an unbelievable you know, it's a package to deal with because you can tell they have just such great feel for one another, timing, et cetera. I mean, it's obvious that, you know, he does a great job running routes there, you know, and Roger said does a great job getting it to him. And they obviously, even when he's covered, he throws him open. He puts the ball in places where it's tough to defend, but that Jordy can go up and get it. So, you know, the two of them together and make quite a package.
What does Darius Slay do so well?
You know, he's a guy that has ability. I mean, he can run. He's game. I mean, he loves the challenge. And obviously, he's going to be presented with one this week. But nevertheless, you know, he's also a guy that's been in the scheme a little bit now. You know, I really do think that, you know, he just keeps getting better and better all the time.
You made the change to Jim Bob kind of midseason last year, and that seems to have worked out pretty well. What has he meant to that offense?
Well, I think, you know, we did a bit of a system change, and one of the things that that we've known a long time, you know, Jim Bob has been with us for quite a while. In 2009, when I got the head coaching job at Indianapolis, we hired him. You could tell right then and there that he was a pretty special guy. Smart, innovative, very fine teacher, and he's young. But he relates to the guys well and tries to put them in the best position to make plays for us. So, but you know, the transition's been pretty smooth in that regard.
Do you think he's brought the best of Matthew?
You know, I think Matthew has been improving all along. I think one of the things that, you know, he's been able to do, Matthew can adapt, he can adjust. To go through a system change in the middle of the season to perform the way he performed at the end of the year is not something that's very easily done. And he keeps growing within the system, keeps getting better. I think you're seeing kind of what you typically see from guys that have ability is that, you know, somewhere around this time, you know, the sixth, seventh, eighth year in that regard, they really start to, you know, start to develop their niche.